Hello, this is WJOY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and today we are on location at the NICE Foundation with Shirley Belts. Now, the NICE Foundation is a Nicaraguan Christian Education Foundation. Mm-hmm. And so Shirley, tell me a little bit about what the foundation does. What do you guys do?
We equip ministries in Nicaragua. Mm-hmm. We equip them so that they can reach their own country for Christ. And we equip with such things as school supplies, and food, and layettes for various ministries. We equip 10 women's ministries in Nicaragua currently with layettes to take into the local free hospitals, because a lot of the women don't have anything to take their babies home from the hospital.
Okay, now Shirley, there might be a man or two listening to this, so they may not know what that word layette means.
Yes, I know a lot of men don't know what a layette is. It's baby clothes for a newborn baby, a blanket, some diapers, some clothing, and we always put religious tracts in with that, such as How to Know God, and those go with those, and the individual ministries will go in once a week and distribute these to the women and pray for the babies. And we get the, when we take mission trips, we go in as well to help them with their ministry. We also equip them with food. We pack about 600,000 meals a year.
600,000 meals a year. Right here in the old Artex building in Highland, Illinois.
Well, we don't actually pack it here.
Okay.
We have churches and schools and other organizations that invite us to their location, and we go to a number of states. Our biggest packing, believe it or not, is in Casper, Wyoming.
How about that?
So they pack about 230,000 of our meals. They're very generous there. Mm-hmm. A church would raise the money themselves to pay for the ingredients at 30 cents a meal. And that 30 cents also covers our transportation to get there. It covers the product. It covers the shipping to Nicaragua, which is a significant amount, mm-hmm. and it pays for the distribution in Nicaragua. So we distribute on a monthly basis in Nicaragua to about 50 different schools and other ministries. And some of those ministries include Bible school or children's ministries in various neighborhoods that help with the preschool kids to get enough nutrition. The ministry is already set, and we just supply the food to give the nourishment to the children. Our food also goes to other freestanding ministries, as well as the other things that we ship.
You were giving me a tour. We're in the old Artex building in Highland, and you guys are at, what, 1405 Walnut Street, mm-hmm. here in Highland. And if folks are, if folks are interested in more information about the ministry, the best thing for them to do is to actually go to your Facebook page. So you have to look up The NICE, N-I-C-E, The NICE Foundation on Facebook, and you will find information about the ministry. What are some things that if folks wanted to donate, what are you looking for? I know there's one special thing you're looking for, so might as well bring that up too.
Mm-hmm. We need a good used forklift.
Now that's an unusual one out there.
So I know.
If you have a business that has a good used forklift, the folks here would be happy to take it off of your hands.
Yes, because we use that to load our shipments. We send about 5 or 6 40-foot cargo containers of the food, and we send the school supplies. That's another topic that we do. But we need that forklift to keep loading. The one we have is very temperamental.
Shirley was giving me a tour before we went on the air, and there's 3 people back there right now loading up pallets at that forklift, and I could see, yeah, they definitely need that. What other things? Average person, I don't have a forklift, so what, okay. What could the average person do?
Well, we need volunteers.
Okay.
We are an all-volunteer organization. We have one man in Nicaragua that we pay indirectly, but everybody here, you know, our model is that we don't pay anybody. So we have a need for volunteers. The primary day that we work is on Mondays, but we also have a good crew on Thursdays. People can come really at their own convenience and select one of the ministries to help with. Children can help with things as well as adults. Students can help. We also need churches that will sponsor a meal packing. And I said 30 cents a meal. We come to you. We teach you how to pack it. We bring all that we need. So like we go to Wyoming, we bring all the ingredients and we pack it and we bring it, normally bring it back to the warehouse and then we ship it.
Now when you talk about a meal packing, what's involved with that? That's quite a production. So
yeah.
It's not like making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, right?
So. Well, actually it's almost as simple.
Okay.
There are four ingredients that go into it. We bring the equipment, which is very simple. It's simply a funnel and some plastic bags. And then we have containers of ingredients, and there are four ingredients. Veggies is one of them, and that's dried vegetables. And there's what we call chicken, and chicken is 21 vitamins and minerals, plus some flavoring. There is no meat in it, though, so it's completely vegetarian. Soy, which is the protein, and rice, which is acceptable around the world as a filler and gives calories. And so all it is measuring and putting it into a funnel, taking a bag that comes off the funnel and sealing it and putting it into boxes and loading it back in our truck. We can use children as young as two can pat the bags for us and help, and our oldest volunteer was 100 years old. We will bring it, and what the church provides is the 30 cents a meal for the number of meals they're going to pack, mm-hmm. for the volunteers, and a place and some tables.
Okay.
And we do the rest.
Okay.
We come in and take care.
So the church is responsible to pay for the meal, however many meals you do it, 30 cents a meal.
30 cents a meal.
What mm-hmm. a deal. 30 cents a meal.
Yeah, you can't buy a cup of coffee for that.
Now, let's say if a church wanted to do that, should they do this email address here?
That would be good, or they can call.
All right. So the email address, and we'll put a link up this on WJY's Facebook page, but the email address, if a church is, if you think, wow, we could do that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's Bill Belts, B-I-L-L, BELTZ at hotmail.com, BillBelts@hotmail.com, or you could call 618-882-6090 to talk to Shirley about maybe getting that set up at your church. What else could you use?
We have three garage sales a year so that we can have people that can come in. I mean, if you check our website or check our Facebook page, we'll tell you then what the schedule is on the garage sales. But the garage sales that we have benefit the ministry in that the funds raised are actually repairing our building. Mm-hmm. And right now, we have a whole crew of men out there that the women are funding with the garage sale proceeds, and they're putting on a roof on a portion of our warehouse. So come to the garage sales. We publish them in the Highland paper. And what we cannot use, in Nicaragua, we use to donate to other ministries that can use it. We give out a lot of things that we are unable to use to benefit other ministries, such as the local food pantry, the hospital with the book drive. A lot of different ministries benefit from what we have and can't use.
Yeah, I was telling Shirley earlier, when she was going through the list, as we were doing the tour, she's saying, we do this for this ministry, we do this for this ministry. So I said, tell her, for our listeners, that this is an encouraging thing. If you can help out the NICE Foundation, you're not just helping people in Nicaragua. You are helping people. There's a group you help in Haiti. There are local groups that get help. Mm-hmm. So you guys are kind of almost like, in some sense, a clearinghouse mm-hmm. for a number of different ministries. So the folks here at NICE see themselves as an enabling ministry for other ministries. How did you get started in this anyway?
Oh, like so many things, you say yes to one thing and you end up with something bigger. My husband and I started in 1992 going to Nicaragua, so this is the 25th year. And I am a nurse, and a lady that we'd been going on mission trips with through Latin America said, who wants to go to Nicaragua? The country's opened up, civil war is over with, and the country is devastated, and they've had a free election now. We need to go in there and help them rebuild. So what they needed at that point was medical care. So I'm a nurse, and my husband was a salesman, so he wanted to go too. He didn't ever want to be left out, so he went along as the cook. And he did a good job, and I was going on mission teams, and he was too, for the first couple of years, two medical teams a year. Well, there was a small construction team that was building a Christian school, and we had not seen it. But they needed someone to run a sponsorship program. They had some sponsors, and we didn't know it at the time, but they'd asked people who knew what they were doing to run the sponsorship program. And him and his great wisdom, he did what every man would do. He volunteered me to do the sponsorship program. We operated on a shoestring initially. We used frequent flyer tickets to come down and deliver money because it would come in, it would have to go out. And we ran it through our small church. He said, well, she's the treasurer. She can set up an account and take it down there. And then more and more ministries opened up, and more help was needed. And so we kept seeing what was needed with that school and with other schools and with other projects. And we started bringing mission teams. And it got totally out of control. So by the year 2000, we needed to form our own organization, mm-hmm. which we did. It's NICE Foundation.
So you've been in operation now for 17 years.
Yes.
And then you're here. You told me you worked out of your home over in Glen Carbon.
Sometimes things would be on our porch. It was in our basement. It was in our living room. We had a very small house at that time. Mm-hmm. All the children had left for college, so we downsized and moved, but they found us. Mm-hmm. So we had to continue to pay for college. But we had things that, borrowed space all and rented space all over. I think at one time we had 7 different spots we had things stored. And trying to ship that was a real inconvenience. Mm-hmm. So finally we got the blessing of purchasing this warehouse in Highland, the old Artex building right across from the Highland home. We're on a beautiful street in a beautiful town.
Finding the Artex building, again, that's the hand of God working, mm-hmm. because you were looking, because you said, for how much square footage was this?
This is between 21 and 22,000 square feet.
Yeah, and so the properties you were looking at with that much space was... Oh no, speaking of space, we're out of space. We're out of time for today's program. So be sure to tune in next time to hear the second part of my conversation with Shirley Belts of the Nicaraguan Christian Education Foundation. This has been WJOI's Lamplighter Program. Thanks for making us a part of your day.